Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
4:35 here in Edmonton and in Calgary, where Bob Stauffer is currently feverishly making his way over to the Saddle Dome, along with the team getting set for this game. 7 o'clock tonight, Battle of Alberta, preseason style. And the Oilers are, they're looking a little light roster wise, but, you know, in terms of name value, not necessarily in terms of stature. They've got a pretty big defense set up to go against Calgary here. And hey, perhaps it's going to get called into question tonight, or not question, but rather into action, I would suggest. One guy who was never afraid of the action is our typical Friday guest here on Oilers Now. That's brought to you by Conlin Motorsports. That's George LaRocque, who is not with us this afternoon, but will be next week on Oilers Now. Conlin Motorsports will help you get out there. Visit one of Conlin Motorsports' 4 locations across Alberta, or online at conlinmotorsports.ca. Okay, let's dip into the audio vault here. And to do that, we are going to engage with our headliner today. I've been talking about Alex Peters. He is a defenseman that has really made his way right through the hockey system, from the OHL through U Sports, a couple of years in the East Coast League with the Wichita Thunder, and then last year as more or less a full-timer at the Bakersfield Condors level. Now you've got Peters, who, by the way, is a 6'4", 225-pound defenseman, as the last remaining member of the Oilers organization at camp right now that's not on an NHL contract. Could that change? He's certainly in the prime of his career, and defensive depth is something in the organization that I think they're needing to add to. So if he is able to earn an opportunity tonight, or should I say tonight, could go a long way in him earning an opportunity. He is our headliner today, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk today. Bob Stauffer catching up earlier with Alex Peters.
Journey for you, Alex. I don't know when you go U Sports after being an NHL draft choice. Work your way up from the coast into the American Hockey League, and here you are in the Oilers, who are in their 4th preseason game you're going to play tonight. Just a thought on the journey and how much fun it's been along the way.
Yeah, it's, you know, things that didn't go quite as planned after my draft here and things like that, but CAS was a great opportunity for me. Got a lot of mentorship there in Halifax, and worked on my game, and then thankfully I've worked my way here, and hopefully can do what I can on the ice.
You're the only unsigned player to an NHL deal that is still left here at training camp, which I think is a real testament to what you do. How would you define yourself as a player?
Well, I try to play a fairly simple game and defense first, and try to stick up for my teammates whenever I can, and just play that that shutdown role and contribute as much as I can offensively.
Last year, you fought a couple guys with Calgary. The Gallant brothers are East Coast legends in terms of from Eastern Canada, but they've hard-nosed, undersized fighters out of the AHL. You fought Klapka as well. Part of what you got to be able to do once in a while, I mean, it's not that you go looking for it, but it is part of your game to stick up for your teammates.
Well, yeah, it's part of the game, and when your teammates put in a vulnerable position, yeah, if I'm there, I'll answer the bell. But like I said, I just try to just keep a simple game and play to my strengths.
Do you read anything into when you come into training camp and you see who you're paired with or which group you're out with on the ice? Or are you at the stage now where you've been to enough of these that you know you can't read, you know, that things can be fluid during the course of a training camp?
Yeah, really, I just got to focus on what I can control, and that's the effort I bring every day on the ice. So whether I'm with either group or whoever I'm with, I just got to focus on playing my game and doing what I can.
Yeah. You got more time as the season went on last year in Bakersfield. Ended up putting up some offensive numbers as well. It's kind of a strange year because there were some guys on NHL deals at start that had NHL experience as forwards that were quiet offensively, and then we saw some guys grow last year, including a roommate of yours, Noah Philp, had a very good second half of the year. Tulio might have been a little bit of a surprise. How cool was it to watch some of those guys get used to, and you were with them, you were part of it, sort of, you know, gaining that experience in the AHL and becoming good American League players?
Yeah, I think especially at the start of the year, we had some growing pains, but then once we kind of got our feet under us, some younger guys got used to the speed, and it was awesome to see them contribute offensively and really grow their game and grow their confidence, and that helped our overall success. You know, in the second half there, we had a great season, and it's really awesome, and hopefully we can keep seeing them grow this year.
That's Alex Peters, again, set to dress tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. 7 o'clock puck drop for Edmonton and Calgary at the Saddle Dome. We're going to connect with Bob there, and he'll take the second half of this show. We'll give way to Reed Wilkins and the Faceoff show at 5:30, but Bob in transit, as it so happens, will seemingly often be the case in this time slot. So I hope you don't mind hanging out with me here as we get you set. It will be a defensive core of Cody Ceci and Brett Kulak, Vinny Desharnais, and the aforementioned Alex Peters, Philip Kemp, and Marcus Niemelainen, and then Noel Hoffenmeyer as well. So as I said off the top of the show, some pretty big bodies back there and a little bit of experience as well. Not so much the case up front. We won't see any of the PTO players. Instead, the veteran presence is coming from Derek Ryan, Warren Fogle up front. We'll see Dylan Holloway and Raph Lavoie in action as well. Brad Malone, Seth Griffith, Greg McKegg, Drake Cajula, those guys, and Carter Savoy as well. So some conversations have already been had earlier this week with 15 players who were at camp, now down with the Bakersfield Condors. And as we continue along in the audio vault, brought to you each day by Direct Workwear, excited to announce their women's only workwear store is now open, located four doors north of their Direct Workwear location on Gateway Boulevard. Find out more at womenswearwear.ca. Jay Woodcroft asked earlier today about the messaging given to players that do get returned to the American Hockey League.
Well, I think it's all in how you deliver the news, right? I think it's interesting. I think when younger players come in, they might have been a top dog in junior hockey or college hockey or in Europe, and then they come in and they see the level. And the first step that a lot of those younger players have to understand is how hard it is to practice with the best players in the world, what's expected of them. So they internally take their own measure against the top players. I think what happens when we reassign people, we don't just say, okay, we'll see you at next year's camp. We give them a plan. Their message is clear, it's succinct, it's to the point, and it sets them up for wherever they go next. That could be back to junior hockey, or it could be down to the Bakersfield Condors camp. So I think they're leaving here with some good feedback, some honest feedback, and they're set up with a plan to try and take a step as a player. We take pride in how clear our messaging is.
That's Jay Woodcroft, who continued in saying that the players are they're making it tough. They're making some of these decisions for them.
Well, I think what's happening right now is that the group is narrowing, so it's getting more competitive. Yes, there's less bodies. It's more manageable for the training staff and just when you're traveling and managing practice groups and all that kind of stuff. But the important message is that the group is narrowing. It's getting competitive. It's time to continue to get better here and show what you have, because the end of camp is fairly close here.
It's coming up quick. The last exhibition game is October 6th. The first regular season game is October 11th. And what are we at now? A day away from the final day of September. So it is coming up around the corner very quickly. Hopefully so, too, is an appearance from Bob Stauffer live from the Saddle Dome down in Calgary. It's a 5:30 face-off show tonight, about 45 minutes away from that. And what does that leave us? I can't do the quick math. 7 o'clock puck drop tonight from the south of our province. And hey, how about this? You can join New West Travel for an exclusive road trip to Montreal, watching the Oilers play the Canadiens on a Saturday night. Hockey night in Canada at the Bell Centre sounds pretty cool to me. Package includes airfare with Porter Airlines, 3 nights deluxe hotel in downtown Montreal, private suites for the game with food and drinks, and a welcome reception with Bob and special guests as well. Experience the incredible hockey history in Montreal this January. Be a part of that awesome trip. Call New West Travel today or visit them online, newwesttravel.com. We'll press pause. We'll see if we can make contact. If not, we'll tell you more about what's coming up and head to the text line as well at 780-496-0063.
Where we're at with our players is, you know, they came back early to camp this year. They've demonstrated that there's a level of seriousness about our opportunity. We want to make sure that we hit the ground running coming out of the beginning of our regular season schedule. We've done some things here that we're proud of in camp, but we got to continue to take a step. But I would agree with you. I think where our leadership group's at, where we're at in the life stage of our team, you know, we are, our job as coaches is to prepare the players, but they're taking it over, and that's a really good sign.
That is Jay Woodcroft, ahead of the Oilers and Flames tonight, live from Calgary. It's Brendan Escott keeping you company until the big guy joins us from the Saddle Dome, still en route, it seems. Looking for the Flames lines, and I'm trying to do that on the fly, which never makes for good radio. So I'll tap out of that one. I'll tell you that some guests of this show, as you know, do receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. It's the greatest steak you've ever had. Follow the sizzle to 9990 Jasper Avenue and tell Chris and Chef Altoff that Oilers Now sent you. So even though I don't see the actual lines, I can certainly infer that it's going to be a stronger Flames lineup on home ice. That was the inference that Jay Woodcroft made earlier this afternoon. When you saw who the Oilers dressed for their home game, you understand the pattern of how this thing works. So instead, we'll see, as I've mentioned a couple times now, Dylan Holloway trying to cement his spot on this team. Raphaël Lavoie trying to cement his spot on this team. And the likes of Kajula and Peterson competing for the first to be called up when that situation arises, because it will, because injuries happen in the National Hockey League. Reed Wilkins flying into the studio. He's got the face-off show coming up at 5:30, which means he knows who the Flames are trotting out there.
Lindholm with Huberdeau and Sharon Govich. Kadri between Dubé and Coronado. Backlund centers Coleman and Dewar. Schwint between Hunzik and Bishop. Hanifin with Anderson. Osterley with Tanev. Poirier with Solovyov, I think I have that close, and Vladar is expected to go the whole way in net.
Vladar is somebody who they are trying to find a trade partner for, because Dustin Wolf is hammering on the door of the NHL, and they're saying that they're going to have to, of course, send Wolf down to the Wranglers, is what their affiliate is called there in Calgary, and obviously get him the game time there. But results really not of any kind of importance in the preseason. What do you think of Edmonton's roster tonight and who they're going to take a long look at?
Well, I'll start in goal. Skinner had a good game. I think you want Campbell to have a good game. I know that I haven't been huge with emphasizing wins and losses this preseason, but if you have the better goalie, you'll probably get a win, and I think we've seen that in the preseason. I mean, Winnipeg's goaltending was outstanding, especially in that first game, and Skinner held the fort in the final about 28 minutes the other night in that overtime win. So, you know, I think Campbell wants to get feeling good. Most of his last campaign was certainly subpar, except for that streak around January and February, and then his playoff appearances, though, that was usually just a period or two at a time. Up front, Lane Peterson's expected to play. He's pushing to be maybe the first call-up, depending on what they need. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's kind of in that boat. Holloway's playing again, so you want to see him get the puck to the net, get into the slot, get his shot off when he can. Desharnais is going to go again. He's continuing to build. And then, you know, the rest of the lineup likely going to be guys in the minor leagues. Well, Niemelainen's playing again. I mean, Niemelainen and Kemp are expected to play again. And Woody said it yesterday, because I asked him about the defensive depth in the organization, and he kind of feels we have different skill sets that, depending on who we might need to call up, okay, we need a physical presence, a guy who hit, Niemelainen comes up. Maybe you need a more of a puck mover or a guy with a bit of a shot from the line to come up. Maybe that's Philip Kemp. So I think some of those guys are focused on, but the Oilers do have a lineup that is not as experienced or with as much firepower as Calgary today.
Yeah, and that's how it goes. You head out on the road, you see what the youngsters have, you come home, you put on a show for the fans in the preseason. Appreciate that, Reed. That was much more than I was able to discern from my 5 seconds of internet research on the air. Quickly into NHL today here for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to elitepromomarketing.com. The Wild of Minnesota signing Marcus Foligno to a 4-year, $16 million contract extension. He is really a lot of the lifeblood of that team in terms of what he brings physically, leadership wise. Not as big a scorer, certainly, but $4 million worth of value for him. The Blue Jackets have claimed goaltender Spencer Martin off waivers from the Vancouver Canucks. Otherwise, everyone listed yesterday cleared the wire. Leafs have defenseman John Klingberg listed as day-to-day with an upper body injury. And of course, we haven't really talked about this. I was saving it for Bob, who I understand is hanging on hold right now. Steve Staios leaving the Oilers organization officially this morning and was hired this afternoon by Michael Andlauer to be the president of hockey operations in Ottawa. Pierre Dorion, Bob, your good buddy, going to stay on as the general manager out there as well.
I would think for this year, and thank you, Brendan. Yeah, the bus just arrived. We went in the back way. They're doing significant work out in front of the Saddle Dome. Obviously landed during rush hour. Look, it's Steve Staios had a very unique role as a special advisor to Oilers general manager Ken Holland. He basically apprenticed for a year is what he did, but he's had a long relationship with Michael Andlauer. And what happens is when you're in good organization, sometimes you lose people. So to answer your question, he's going to go in. I think that they'll stick with Dorion for a year. Pierre's drafted well, and he's had some limitations because Eugene Melnyk was a bit like Elizabeth Taylor. She had eight husbands, and there was always breakups in relationships, and it seemed like Eugene had that as an owner. Very different ownership group now with Michael Andlauer, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Okay, we are up against the clock here, so I'm going to let you keep getting settled in. I'm going to remind our friends here on the 630 CHED airwaves that this show is called Oilers Now. We do live in oil country, of course. Brentridge Ford, proud to be associated with the show, and they know that there's a market for some electric vehicles out there as well. The boys at Brentridge have a brand new 2022 Mustang Mach-E GT Premium, originally listed for just over $93,300, but they've got some Ford rebates going on and a large Brentridge discount. This SUV now available for just over $73,000 plus GST. They've knocked about $20,000 off of that one for you. If you're considering a new EV, you want a bargain, call Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brentridge Ford, 780-352-6048. And remember that cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. It's been fun. I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting on this side of the glass. Derek Scott keeping it all on the railings. But after this global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell, we are going to send it to Bob to chat with Louis DeBrusk live from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.